Live and learn. In 2009, Book Business representatives took their show on the road to Austin, where they were met with a hail of digital brickbats. 4 years on, the techies and the booksters have found common ground. Welcome, everyone, to Copyright Clearance Center's podcast series, Beyond the Book. My name is Christopher Keneally, and joining me, as he does every week with the wrap-up of the news in book industry publishing, is Andrew Albanese, Publishers Weekly senior writer. Andrew, welcome back.
Hey there, Chris.
Well, in fact, you know, you're going to tell us about all of that and how someone took lemons and made it into lemonade, and it all comes down to an event happening in Austin beginning this weekend. Tell us about that.
That's right. So, you know, we are always talking about a meeting or a conference. You know, there's tools of change in digital book world and, you know, countless other panels and meetings that are taking on the future of publishing. But starting today and running through March 12th, I believe, is the 2013 South by Southwest Interactive Festival. And that's a show that's really established itself as a pretty important venue for publishers to sort of scan their own future. Now, we at Publishers Weekly have been attending for years, and we're there again this year. We're even hosting two of our own events. The first is a panel by Rachel Deal on self-publishing in the age of E, and that features former St. Martin's editor and Austin resident Aaron Brown, best-selling self-published science fiction author Hugh Howey, and William Morris Endeavor agent Kirby Kim. That panel, for those of you that are down there, is on March 10th, which is a Sunday at 11 a.m. And the other panel we're hosting is by Kelvin Reed, and that's on publishing graphic novels in the Kickstarter era. And that features cartoonist Carl Stevens and Zip Comics publisher Josh Frankel. And that's happening on Monday, March 11th at 12:30. So if you're in Austin, certainly stop by those panels. And if you're stuck here in the snowy Northeast with the rest of us, you can follow all the South by Southwest action on the PW website over the next week.
All right. Well, you know, if you think of Austin, you think of music. At least I do, and justifiably so. But when it comes to publishing, South by Southwest has really taken a steep growth curve, and indeed, including the music component, there's film and video and games too. But what's driving the popularity of book publishing and that track at the
show? You know, and word change, I would say. You know, it's, you know, you mentioned the digital brickbats, which is a great term. I'm going to have to steal that from you, Chris. And indeed, many of our listeners here will remember in 2009, one of the initial publishing sessions at South by Southwest, it was an absolute bloodbath. You know, you can still read the lore of that disastrous session in which publishers on the panel came off as disengaged and, frankly, unaware of the future that was bearing down on them. And unlike the polite deference that are given to so many people at publishing panels, the crowd at South by Southwest just absolutely savaged the panel. Not only in their feedback and their questions at the event, but constantly throughout in a real-time Twitter commentary that was, you know, just brutal. And I think you can actually still find that Twitter commentary on the web if you're so inclined. But that disaster, you know, you mentioned lemonade out of lemons, and you know, that disaster in retrospect turned out to be kind of positive. And I'll tell you why, because, you know, that nightmare session was jam-packed. There was, I think, more than 300 people that came. And they came, you know, these are tech-savvy, future-oriented consumers, too. And they came because, obviously, they loved books. And they were already deeply engaged with the digital future for reading. You know, I think publishers, through that experience, began to see that South by Southwest brought to them, you know, a sort of a slice of the population that they really needed to see. You know, not only because these are some of their best customers, but also because these are some of the best minds in emerging technology, you know, across the digital landscape. You mentioned all of the different things that South by Southwest is into, film and music and video games, you name it. You know, and, you know, publishers have not since underestimated the South by Southwest experience since, and indeed, they've begun to embrace it. So fast forward to 2013, you know, and over the next week, there's a full slate of authors that are going to be signing and selling books at South by Southwest. You know, there's even South by Southwest has its own bookstore in the Austin Convention Center. Programming panels include things like, I think there's one called Democratization of Publishing. New York Times media columnist David Carr is going to be there. He had a great session last year. Doug Rushkoff, and there's keynote speech by Matthew Inman, who's the founder of the comedy and cartooning website The Oatmeal, and author of the bestseller How to Tell If Your Cat is Plotting to Kill You from Anders McMeel. comics and graphic novels have a huge profile at South by Southwest. And this year, I think Marvel Editor-in-Chief Axel Alonso is going to be there talking about Marvel's digital initiatives and Comixology, the dominant digital comics vendor, is going to have a panel on Saturday. And there are also a ton of parties. Wiley's going to be there. The Daily Lit is having a party that it's dubbed the most awesome, the awesomest journalism party ever. And that's going hand in hand with a publishing startup party. So certainly a lot going on for publishers at South by Southwest.
Well, I guess we'll both miss it, but we'll be hearing about it, as you mentioned, throughout the week at PW website, publishersweekly.com. And there seems to be a theme emerging, but I want to make a comment on one thing. I mean, you know, transmedia is a term that we hear a lot these days. It's kind of a new word for something really rather old. And that's the way that book publishing has always dipped into other forms of media, into film, into television, into audio, and so forth. But at South by Southwest, the experience is a different kind than, say, other more book-oriented shows. It's more revolutionary.
Absolutely. Absolutely right. And you're right about transmedia. And publishers have always been, you know, across many media. I think probably what's really changed today is that we can now experience all of those different kinds of media on one device, and we can carry that device around in our pockets. But you're absolutely right. And if you look at the panels that PW was hosting there, it's digital self-publishing and crowdfunding. And that should give you a sense of what you can expect from a show like South by Southwest. You know, also Publishers Weekly via our PW Select, which is our self-publishing stuff, is partnering with a company called Together.com, which is a startup venture that uses a crowdfunding model to make planning book events more efficient. And we'll be co-hosting three events with Together. They're called Midnight Lit Lounge events, I believe, with various authors, including Doug Rushkoff, who, as you know, certainly knows how to work a room full of futurists into a froth. You know, I think the key that makes South by Southwest such a vibrant experience, and one that's becoming more and more important for publishers, is that it's largely based on creativity. You know, not so much the long entrenched creative industries per se, but it really is a showcase for technology and creativity that's often designed to be disruptive, but can be so very powerful. So, you know, you can look for all of our coverage on South by Southwest on the PW website. And for those of you that are there, please do check out the PW panels.
All right. Well, you know, in more traditional subjects, it's award season. We've had the National Book Critics Circle last week, and a host of other awards on the way, including the American Library Association's Carnegie Medals. You've got a column from Nancy Pearl on the power of book awards. What is she saying in that column?
Yeah, Nancy, she is deep in book award mode right now. And in her column this week, she kind of wrestles with that somewhat. You know, one of the things I love about working with Nancy, not only is she like this great national celebrity librarian, she's an honest broker, and she just loves books and loves reading. I've never met anybody who can read as voraciously as she does. And she really does call things like she sees them. And in this week's issue, in this column, she does just that. She confesses this great innate skepticism about book awards, despite the fact that she virtually lives on these book award committees. You know, she's served on everything from Pulitzer Prize juries to the Story Prize, and she now chairs the ALA's new book award, the Carnegie Medals. And still, you know, rather than exalt her position as an arbiter of literary greatness from all these awards committees she sits on, she's conflicted about it, to be perfectly honest. You know, there's no such thing as a best book, she argues, because books are totally subjective experiences. And yet, at the same time, she really does manage to find the real value in book awards. So you'll want to check that out. That's a really great column, a typically thoughtful response from Nancy. And of course, she's always happy to call out and point out some great books. And this week, she shares the ALA Carnegie Medal long list. And let me tell you, it is a long list. There are some 50 books, both fiction and nonfiction, and some really great titles on there, some of which have already taken home awards for 2012. So while you're pondering the future of publishing with our South by Southwest coverage, you can check out Nancy Pearl's column in Monday's issues for a nice list and a really nice view of the great work that publishers are doing right now here in the present.
Well, so many books, so little time. Andrew Albanese, senior writer for Publishers Weekly, thanks for joining us on Beyond the Book.
Thank you, Chris.
Beyond the Book is produced by Copyright Clearance Center, a global rights broker for the world's most sought-after materials, including millions of books and ebooks, journals, newspapers, magazines, and blogs, as well as images, movies, and television shows. Follow us on Twitter, like Beyond the Book on Facebook, and subscribe to the free podcast series on iTunes or at beyondthebook.com. Our engineer is Jeremy Brisky of Burst Marketing. My name is Christopher Keneally. For all of us at Copyright Clearance Center, thanks for listening to Beyond the Book.